Semiotech's traffic illegally obtained data and other information on the black market, making mega profits. And what's worse, they keep the most valuable bits of information for themselves and the benefit of their own organization. Our organization is generally called the System. Theirs, the Factory. The System was originally a private conglomerate, but as it grew in importance, it took on quasi-governmental status. In the same way as, say, Ma Bell in America. We rank-and-file Calcutechs work as individual independents, not unlike tax accountants or attorneys, yet we need licenses from the state and can only take on jobs from the System or through one of the official agents designated by the System. This arrangement is intended to prevent misuse of technologies by the Factory. Any violation thereof, and they revoke your license. I can't really say whether these preventative measures make sense or not. The reason being that any Calcutech stripped of his qualifications eventually ends up getting absorbed into the Factory and going underground to become a Semiotech. As for the Factory, much less is known. It apparently started off as a small-scale venture and grew by leaps and bounds. Some refer to it as the Data Mafia, and to be certain, it does bear a marked resemblance in its rhizomic penetration to various other underworld organizations. The difference is that this mafia deals only in information. Information is clean, and information makes money. The Factory stakes out a computer, hacks it for all it's worth, and makes off with its information. I drank a whole pot of coffee while doing the laundry. 1 hour on the job, 30 minutes rest, regular as clockwork. Otherwise, the right brain-left brain interface becomes muddled, and the resulting tabulations glitched.